Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as always, I'm out there scouring for the best possible guests in the world for all of you. And of course, today we've got a brand new, first time to the show, special guy that was recommended to me. And he has written a book called Rewriting Financial Rules. It is Darius Norman. Darius, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, Todd. Thank you. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of your show and share with your radio audience.
It's great to have you on. And Darius, I know you're involved in a lot of things that help the average consumer, and you're talking about rewriting financial rules. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and about what you're trying to do and the things you're trying to accomplish?
Okay. So Rewriting Financial Rules, Todd, was developed 2 years ago, two to 3 years ago. I had a tremendous setback financially. So with that setback, I began to downgrade my lifestyle for a little bit. I began to look at my finances and looked at my behavior in terms of how I was spending money. And also with that, I began to look at my credit reports and started working on repairing my credit. So with me having that setback, I begin to change the landscape of my financial picture, and it created a empathy for me to develop Rewriting Financial Rules as a company to assist others with services and educational tools to pull them out the same circumstances that I faced 2 to 3 years ago.
So when you, now again, obviously a lot of times out of turmoil and out of trouble brings out some great ideas and some ways that you can help others, which is what you're trying to do here. So when you look at the things, what are some of the things you look to do now to make sure and change your life? We obviously know, I have this conversation with my son all the time. He's right. A young man, just graduated from college. And in fact, he wanted to go down by, I think you're in Atlanta. Is that right?
Absolutely.
He was looking at, he was actually going to go, he looked at Emory, he looked at Oglethorpe, I think it is, down there, and a couple others, because he played baseball, and came out, and I said, hey, look, one of the things you got to remember is, if you go out and party with your friends, which is cool, I got no problem with that, but right. Do you have to have 10 beers? Can't you have 6 and take the $40 that you would have pissed away on the 10 and put it in your pocket and go put it away somewhere? And watch the debt, because again, before you know it, the money's gone. And I think those are some of the things that you're talking about. And how do you help? And what are the things you tell individuals that may come to you for help?
Well, the first thing, I try to assist individuals to determine what's important, to decide what are their most important need and what's a want. Because a lot of people I have encountered and I've assisted, they cannot determine what's important in terms of wants and needs. A lot of times they create a want and put it as specifically as a need. And a lot of times a want is not a necessity. It makes life comfortable, but a need is a necessity. And if your wants are above your needs, then that's a problem. And so I like to encourage people to look at take personal accountability. Look at how they're spending their money. Look at creating a budget. I know that's not a popular conversation, but a lot of people, they don't like to have that conversation in terms of budgeting their money, in particular millennials. I know most college students, they go to school and they're going to school acquiring a lot of debt. And they don't have the financial literacy in our higher as academia to reinforce the importance of keeping an important credit score, or the importance of having a budget, or the importance of creating a savings account. So a lot of times you have a lot of millennials are coming out of school with thousands of dollars of student loan debt. They have poor credit scores, and they can't purchase anything. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, absolutely. I understand it, and I tell everybody. You know, this is one of the problems I see in this country today, Darius, is we have, you know, you talk about a budget, and I said, well, why can't we get our federal government to live on a budget like everybody else is? I said, if we lived like they did, we'd either be in bankruptcy court or in jail. We wouldn't be allowed to operate and continue to create more money, right? So I think that it's important that you don't let yourself get too deep in debt, and you only you buy the necessities, and if you can save for something special, then that's great. But you always have to make sure that when the dark days come by, and they come for everybody, right? You agree with that?
Absolutely. I totally agree. Because in our current American society, capitalism and overly consuming is really encouraged through our medias. They always tell you, some people feel like material things equate to success. And a lot of people sometimes don't think, well, some people feel like if I have an iPhone 5, I need to get the iPhone 7 to feel like I'm staying above the trends or I'm important. Or instead of me buying the Honda Accord, maybe, and creating a savings account, maybe a lot of people tend to go get the Mercedes-Benz or the Lexus or the BMW without counting the cost.
Right, because we unfortunately, Darius, I think this is a trap that we all fall into, is that most Americans, especially middle class Americans, we're a by the month society, right? So I'm going to spend whatever I make, and as long as I can afford the monthly payment, that's what I'm looking for. And doesn't that really create the bigger problems for everybody?
It does. It does. Over-consumer. Hyper-consumerism. Buying things that you didn't plan out to buy, not saving for. A lot of times people strip their future to enhance their present moment because it's comfortable. And I think a lot of times we need to really look at, you know, making those adjustments financially. I believe finances is behavioral. You know, your actions determines what you do and how you look at your money, how you should spend your money.
And I couldn't agree with you more. I think that that's, again, this is one of the problems that, you know, we're going to run into constantly, which we always have. But again, the weaker the job situation is, the more that we are out trying to prove that we have worth and whatever, the bigger the problems come in with our spending habits. And of course, most Americans don't have good spending habits. What do you think?
I totally agree. And I think with the millennials and the X generation kids, we're going to have to be forced to become entrepreneurial-minded more so than working a corporate 9-to-5 structural setting, because the economy is changing. Even though they're saying that the jobs are being created, the job of unemployment rate is decreased, but at the same time, there's two different economies. I see something different. I've seen where you have college students who cannot find a job and they're at home with their parents.
Hold that thought, Darius. I want to come back to the college student that can't find a job and home with their parents and the rest. But we have to stop out here for a break. We are with Darius Norman, who wrote the book Rewriting the Financial Rules, correct?
Yes, sir. Rewriting
financial rules. And this is, of course, The Bubba Show. And to get a copy of the show every single day, you can download it at libertytalk.fm, as well as The Sporting Edge on the Weekend, which is done by Xander. And, of course, we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more from Darius Norman, Rewriting Financial Rules, right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bob Horowitz will be right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Darius Norman, also the author of rewriting financial rules, and a lot of the things he wrote about came from his own personal problems, but he figured it out, and now is now helping others do the same. And okay, Darius, you were talking about college students. They don't have a job. They have a lot of debt, and there's really not a heck of a lot of hope at the moment going forward because of the situation that we put ourselves. Go ahead and finish your thoughts, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because Todd, I can put myself in other people's shoes because a few years ago I had that setback. I developed poor financial habits in college. I was buying things I really didn't need. I incurred a lot of credit card debt and student loan debt. And when I came out of school, it took me 6 months to a year to find a job in my profession. And with that, I was unable to pay some of those debts. And it sent me spiraling down financially. It created a bad credit score for me. And I had to actually wait for a while and live with my parents to really reorganize some things. And so with that, a lot of college students I know can relate to that because they're coming out of school with that debt. And you may come out of school, and if you do obtain a job, they're not paying you the amounts of money that you need to maintain the debt that you incurred in college.
Right. And jobs are really so hard to come by today. And you know, obviously, there's such a shift. And, you know, we go through different parts and, you know, in history, we've gone through different times. But I think this is going to be one of the toughest transitions because almost every job today has something to do with tech. And, you know, guys my age, we don't know from tech. We don't like it. We don't know how to use it. And so, right. You know, guys like me can't get jobs. But again, you go back to that overall debt that you bring out. And I think that's a big problem. And I think that we forget that, you know, one of the problems, I think, with plastic, you know, with paper, with credit cards and all that stuff is you forget that, you know, rent, you have to pay that bill. You know, it's like playing with chips in Las Vegas. You know, you don't even realize it's real money. But then when all of a sudden you get the bill and you get stuck and you get in that merry-go-round of paying that interest rate. Right.
Right. And that's the thing. It's a dog and pony show. Most credit card companies tell you, well, you'll get this certain percentage interest rate, and we're going to, you can use this card, it can assist you to buy this and buy that. And then once you incur all this debt with that particular credit card or that credit line, it's almost sometimes impossible to pay it off. And if you don't pay it off and become delinquent, guess what? A lot of times, and I do want to warn your radio audience about the problem with the student loan, with some of the credit card companies, what they're doing. If you become delinquent on these accounts, they're selling these debts to debt collection agencies. And these debt collection agencies are working with the bureaus and they're furnishing the information on your credit reports as if you owe them the full amount. And some debt collection agencies are taking you to court. So you have to be very careful.
Now, when you talk about that, and I get that part of it, and I know that, and, you know, the credit card companies have a way of sucking you in. You know, it's they give you the, you know, free interest, you know, 0% interest for a year or whatever it is. And what they don't tell you is that interest accrues from day one at a ridiculous rate that you can never pay back. And you referred to credit scores, you know, a couple of times today, and explain to everybody really what that credit score does and how important it is, because it is from a financial standpoint, from being able to buy a house or do things, is probably the most important thing you have.
Yes, because your credit score is very important. It's your first vital line to obtaining wealth. In regards to credit, if you have poor credit and have negative items on your credit reports, it can really determine the money that you can save or will not save, because the banks base it on, they have a particular system, they have a particular score rating that you need. If you have fallen under certain ratings, that determines the bank's outlook in terms of what kind of interest rates they give you. So if you have a very poor credit score, most banks will find you a risk to lend to, or if they do lend, they're tacking on 25 and 30% interest rates on that car that you may want, or that particular credit card that you may need, or if you need a home improvement loan. They may tack on all kind of just high interest rate levels because, and that will have you somewhat stuck in a bind too. You could save thousands of dollars if you have a better credit rating.
So Darius, tell us about the book. Give us the skinny on the book, man.
Okay. So the book is called Rewriting Financial Rules. And I developed the book to educate the average American consumer about credit reporting, credit repairing, and ways to build their credit and ways to protect themselves as a consumer against some of the predatory practices that are going on in the financial sector.
Okay. And so,
go ahead.
Good. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought for a minute, but go ahead and finish your thought. As to what it is and where we can get it at and how we can buy it.
Okay. So you can purchase the book from Amazon.com at Rewriting Financial Rules. You can type it in, Rewriting Financial Rules, or you can go to BarnesandNobles.com and type in Rewriting Financial Rules, as well as I have a website. I also do consultations and coaching for individuals all throughout the U.S. You can contact me through Rewriting Financial Rules, LLC.com. And I have the book links. If you want to purchase the book, it's on my website, as well as if you want to consult with me, my telephone number is there, my email address, as well as all of my social media outlets are on the website.
All right. So again, you've been around in this for a while, and you understand, you know, how to help people. And what's so, if you're going to give somebody, you know, who's in financial trouble today, okay, they didn't get a chance to read your book and be ahead of the game. They're in trouble today. How do you help them? What do you tell them?
First of all, I would like to always encourage each individual, each American consumer to look at their financial spending, look at their habits. Second of all, I would always encourage each consumer to pull their credit reports, because what I found out as a consumer advocate, as a credit repair specialist, 79% of most Americans have some kind of error or inaccuracy on their credit reports. And so if you're not involved in looking at your credit reports, are involved making sure that your financial picture is intact, you may have some inaccuracies on your credit reports that can set you back, like I stated earlier, in terms of going for loans or lending companies. You may have something on your credit reports that is totally inaccurate, and that can cost you thousands of dollars.
Okay, now, you got a new kid that comes to you. Maybe it's your son, all right? And he's just getting ready to go out to work. He just maybe graduated college, and he hasn't accrued much debt. He was lucky enough to not get too in debt in college, and now he's getting ready to go out in the workforce. What do you tell him so he stays out of the debt problem?
Well, first of all, I would tell any college student, my son in particular, to live within his means. If he needs to purchase a car, purchase him a car that he can afford. Don't purchase a car that you have to maintain that is expensive. If you need to rent you a decent apartment at a rate that's within your means. And me personally, I would provide my son with the tools to build his credit while he's in college, or once he graduates college. I would like to provide him with tools that I share in my book in regards to piggybacking. A lot of people don't know that if you're renting, you can report your rent on your credit report, and it will show up on your credit as a credit line, and it can boost your scores a tremendous way if you utilize it accurately. So I would provide that for my son or my kid that's graduating out of college. I would give them that particular information.
Darius Norman, Rewriting Financial Rules. We really appreciate having you on the Bubba Show today. It was great to have you a part of it, and I look forward to reading your book, and I look forward to much continued success for you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for allowing me to share.
It was great to have you. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bob Horowitz will be right back. And we're with we were with Darius Norman, and of course he did a nice job in educating us on debt. In the meantime, make sure you get the show every day downloaded at libertytalk.fm, and we're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be right back at break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with you. And of course, we are being brought to you by Audible Books. And of course, for your free trial, all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. But in the meantime, have you noticed that we're right back in the same old drudgery that we're in? We had a couple of days of excitement. And of course, that was on the North Korea stuff, and of course now we're back into the old junk pile of no action, no volatility, no volume, nobody gives a crap. Now again, it'll change and it'll be something, but this is the way the markets trade. You know, this is what happens on a regular basis, that, you know, especially when we have everybody trying to buy the market. We are still in the buy the dip mentality. But again, it is Wednesday, August the 16th. I have called the top before, which is still in play. And of course, it is still reasonably a good call. But I'm going to officially call the top here now in the equity markets, because I can't see them being able to push it much higher. I'm thinking that they have priced in all the news they're going to price in. They are betting a lot that we get things done. Unfortunately, for all of us, I don't think they get any of it done. Of course, that's got to do with the hatred for the president on both sides of the aisle. And I think that becomes a big problem. In fact, if you saw President Trump's impromptu press conference on infrastructure yesterday, he pointed out to John McCain for the reason not getting health care through. And of course, who doesn't want to get health care through? Well, the people that want to get health care through are the left that want single payer. They want the socialist view of health care. So they're not going to help him out there in any way. But if you don't realize the destruction that we're getting from not having a healthcare system in place, it is stunting the growth of America. It is stunting the growth of companies. And of course, we have these big speeches on how great the economy is. And I will give Mr. President Trump a little bit of a slap down here. I don't know what the right word is, but I didn't want to stammer and start the whole way through. But his talk about creation of jobs, look, he's doing a great job, in my opinion. And of course, confidence is much higher, but the actual creation of jobs is no bargain. And they're not creating a lot of full-time jobs, which is another problem. And there's a lot of work to be done before that will ever happen. So although, President Trump, I do appreciate what you're trying to do, and I'm behind you, and I think you're doing the best you can under the circumstances, I think that some of the things that you are trying to lean on are not exactly accurate. You know, the stock market is at record highs, but the stock market was also at record highs with that other guy in there, the guy, Mr. President Barack Obama. So, again, I don't think those are the proper metrics that we want to use to talk about how good things are going. I think the proper way to look at what's going on is, can we get healthcare at a reasonable cost where, indeed, we can see some true growth in the economy, where we can see companies wanting to hire instead of wanting to fire? Because that, my friends, is the bigger problem. You know, the whole Obamacare healthcare deal of where the metrics break down is not healthy. It's not good. And it's going to hurt America in the long run because we aren't going to get growth. And if you think it's hard for the bigger companies, and many of the bigger companies still offer decent benefits, but the little guys cannot. They cannot overcome the overall cost of all this. You know, this goes into the whole wage cycle, healthcare cycle, lending cycle. There's so many things that are bad here that are not part of what we need to do, that you have to understand what we're looking for and how it works. If you're a small business and you are struggling to get by, and of course, you know, when you're a small businessman, when you're first starting out, you're the janitor, you're the toilet cleaner, you're the fixer, you're the salesman, you're everything, all right? And you want to add people to help you go and grow, but people want to have benefits. And of course, it's hard to give benefits away when your cost of insurance is going to be even as little as $1,000 a month per employee. Basically, at $1,000 a month per employee, if you just figured out on a simple basic outline of a, let's say, a 200-hour work month, or a 200 hours a month at work, which is full-time employment, probably a little bit less, that's $5 an hour that you have to now pay. So if you're paying somebody $20 an hour, you're really now paying them $25 an hour, not to mention the FICA tax that you have to pay your share of. So now you're, by the time you finish with a $20 employee, you're actually probably paying them $28 or $29 an hour, depending on your benefit structure, your insurance, and everything else. So all of a sudden, your payroll is already higher. And of course, small business is having trouble eating all those costs, which goes back to the tax cuts and everything else. So the metrics don't work. And that's why we continue to see automation take the place of a lot of employees, because we can't afford to pay these employees. You know, everybody thinks it's just simple. Yeah, I'll give you $15 an hour, you want minimum wage, but that's $15 all in. You're not getting health care. You're not getting any other benefits. I'm not paying your FICA tax. I'll give you 15 flat. Okay, that's great. The left does not understand a payroll. Okay, the hidden costs of a payroll, which are insurance, and not even health insurance. Forget about health insurance right now. You have a business. Okay, you have to have workman's comp. By the time you figure out all the hidden costs that come along with running a payroll, all right, and running a business, the guy you're paying $10 an hour, you're probably paying him $16 an hour. And again, nobody ever talks about that. That's where we have the big problems, because the other costs are so high. So people have trouble starting a new business. The ability to get capital to start a new business is a challenge. So all of these things relate to more trouble, more problems. And that's why we need to get healthcare passed. That's why we need to get tax cuts, because that's how you will get a stimulated economy. But I don't know if you've noticed, but all the great leaders that have been talking about, you know, originally it was 4% growth and maybe more, and we're going to the moon, and now they're selling for 3% growth. And because it's not easy to get growth in this country, we're already really big. So again, the big vessels don't move as fast as the small ones, number one. But number two, it's hard to get growth when you can't help people because of the cost that they have to pay. It's always the hidden cost of doing business because whatever you think your costs are, you know, when I talk to businessmen and I talk to farmers and producers, and I go, okay, so what is your input cost? And I always say, make sure you add 10% to that cost to make sure that if something goes wrong, because do we know that something always goes wrong? And I think this is an issue that becomes the bigger problem. Again, that's why the general economy is struggling, and that's why we are still in what I consider to be a recession, even though nobody else believes that. I do. And I can prove it in my way. But again, it's not something that anybody wants to own up to because everybody wants to be the hero. But when you look at it, just look at the earnings of the average American. That's where you tell what's going on. Just because the rich are getting richer does not mean the economy is improving. The rich always get richer. They make money in any condition. They make more in times of trouble because they can then accumulate more assets. So believe me, all right, you know, you can talk all you want. And you can put the stock market in play and say, well, the stock market's doing great. Yeah, the stock market is doing great. But is it really? And can it last? And who's really benefiting? And that becomes the whole story of what's going on. So when you look in your neighborhood and you see store after store closing, you know, every time a small store closes, that's just another entrepreneur out on his ass that has no business. Okay. Again, you think it's easy, you know, these little independent stores that get knocked out. What is it? It's just another shot across the bow of failure. And it's not necessarily the business person's failure. It's the failure of the American way right now to be able to make things affordable for everybody without breaking the bank. And that becomes the bigger issue. In the meantime, we are being brought to you today by Audible Books. And of course, you know, they offer a free audio download of a book for a free 30-day trial. And there are many, many great books. They've got 180,000 titles. I assure you that you'll find something. And I think, listen, I listen to it every day. I think it's great. And to download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook download. In the meantime, don't forget about libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every single day there, as well as the Sporting Edge of the Weekend. And don't forget, we'll be right back after the break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, we had Darius Norman on earlier, and we were talking about debt and personal debt, and I want to talk about debt from personal level all the way up. You know, when we look at the model we have right now, the debt today is bigger than it was in 2008. We are obviously at record numbers of debt, but when you look at the structure of the debt that we have, which is auto loans, student loans, that's the biggest portion. And of course, we always have housing loans, but the most dangerous now are the auto loans because most of them are toxic. But you have company debt and you have personal debt, and they're very much equal. And I think one of the things we have to remember is when you take on debt, you should not take on debt unless you know that you're going to be able to pay it back, whether you're running a company or you're running your own home. Now, sometimes there's an emergency, you know, that you might have to take a debt that you may need some time to pay off. But part of it is building up credit where you're not paying these suck your eyeballs out type of interest rates in an environment that you should not be paying. And I think it's very important for you to understand that debt is a bad story. Okay. You know, if you accumulate debt, you are accumulating something that's going to be very challenging, and more small businesses go out of business because of debt. More homeowners, more people lose their home, more people have to file personal bankruptcy because of debt. Part of because they've ran into an emergency, they ran into some rough times, and I understand that. but also partially because sometimes we forget that when we borrow that money, it's got to be paid back. And I think that that becomes a much bigger issue that we forget about. You know, we always think we can pay it back, but you basically, okay, you should have in an emergency fund somewhere enough money to pay back any credit card bill that you have. I'm not saying you need to pay it back right away, but you need to have that money. You cannot allow the credit cards to overcome your life, whether you're personal or in business, because the amount of interest that they charge will eat you alive. And that is where people struggle. Debt is an awful position to be in because you can never get out. And not only is it hard to get out, but it becomes a model of frustration for individuals that are stuck. And when I look at it, and you know, listen, I've had debt. You know, I've gone through it like everybody else, but I have no debt. And the only debt I incur now is something that I know I can pay for, but I will take advantage of the 0% interest rate or whatever. On you know, like if a credit card offers, but remember, none of those offers are really at zero. Okay, if you take the money on one of those courtesy checks they give you on your credit card, you're paying a fee up front. So if you annualize the interest rate, it is not at zero. All right, you know, I forget what the fees are. When you take something, and many places like to offer the, why do they offer you that 1 year? Or whatever period of time that you can take out at 0%. Because what they don't tell you, what's in the fine print, is the interest that's accruing at a ridiculous rate that you can never pay back. So that's why I warn you to be able to make sure that you can pay those things back. But we like to pay by the month, and we forget that it's real money that has to be really paid back. And it's much better for you to learn how to live within the means that you have. And if you're going to borrow money, whether it be personal or business, make sure you're going to have the ability to pay it back. Now, again, businesses fail, so we can't always be so certain in our business because things can happen, but we have to make sure we have the availability to do so. Personally, you should never have to be able to be in a bad position like that. Because again, you should not be borrowing money that you cannot afford to pay back. And I think that this relates into many things that we do in life because our eyes are often bigger than our pocketbooks and we allow stuff to get in our way and we always think that we can pay it back. But I'm telling you here that you must be able to pay it back. If you don't have the ability, if you don't have an emergency fund to pay back what you might borrow, then you should not be borrowing. You should not be borrowing on what they call the come. In other words, you know, on the spec that the future is going to be brighter. Because what if it's not brighter? What if the market collapses again? What if we lose all these jobs? Now, I would say that there's a high probability that the market will collapse again. Again, I'm not looking for gloom and doom forever, but, you know, it's a very high probability that we could see a major meltdown here. And even if it only lasts a year or two, imagine the damage and destruction we're going to go on top of what we already have. Because we're already at less employment than we were before. We're already at the stage where there's many problems. So you want to add into that some big debt that's just going to be disastrous. And again, I think this is why you need to make sure that the debt you incur, you have the ability to pay back. Because I've seen too many people go busto because the debt gets to you, it eats you alive. And again, remember, that's a permanent payment. It just continues to go. And then if you ruin your credit score, whether you're ruining your score through business or you're ruining your personal credit score, you're costing yourself more money because that when you need money the next time, if you manage to survive, the money's going to be more expensive. Everything is about the cost of business, the cost of living versus the cost of money. So if you don't keep yourself in tow and make sure that you manage yourself correctly, then you end up in a problem. And certainly if you're younger out there, you younger listeners, you need to be putting money away right now. You need to go out and have one less cocktail a week or every night you go out, depending on how often you get to go out. You needed to go to a Starbucks a couple times less a week and take that cash and put it away and put it in an IRA or, you know, a Roth or whatever and let it compound out. Yeah, there'll be a market correction, but who cares? At that point, you know, again, you're young. You have the chance to let the money grow and you'll continue to buy, you know, and every time you skip, you know, if you can, I guarantee you, if you're running around and you're going out for cocktails or going to Starbucks, I guarantee you can find $50 to $60 a week you could probably put away and still not miss some of the things. So if you would do that, you would be putting yourself in a much better position in a later time frame. And then you would have the money so you wouldn't have the issues of debt. Again, debt is a nasty little thing. And if you allow yourself to get overwhelmed and overloaded in debt, it typically only leads to failure. And we all know the frustrations of failure and the problems that they bring. So when you think back and remember what old Bubber here says is that, hey, you know, don't allow yourself to get so entrenched in bad debt that you may not be able to pay back. You know, don't go for the house just because today you can afford the monthly payment. It may be a slight stretch. Don't go for the less house and the less payment, because remember, we always have to prepare for the worst. Because if we're not prepared, what happens is we end up in the toilet. And that is my lesson for today, is don't get in too deep into debt. You'll never get out. And it's a shame when that happens. In the meantime, make sure you go to Audible Books. You know, they sponsored this segment of the show and they're offering a 30-day free trial. They've got over 180,000 books for you to download. And of course, you know, I've talked about Fed Up, but there's many others. But to download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show for your free audiobook. And for your free download of The Bubba Show, all you can do is go to libertytalk.fm and you get the Sporting Edge as well as a bonus, all for free. In the meantime, thank you so much for being here. Everybody have a great day. Stay out of debt. I appreciate you all, and thanks for coming by. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show, Top of Horse. Take care, everyone. See you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.